of those garbage guys surviving, I think.
Was he? From which year? From what, the 30,
This thing works pretty good. Okay. Here we are, I'm out in, we're way out in the middle of nowhere almost. And the date is November the 18th, 2005. And sitting around a table with Gordon Gehr, Graham Gehr, and Bobby Granger, and myself, Whopper Larry Power. I got a whole pile of questions that I'm going to start off asking Gord if he can remember this stuff back about, I don't know, 60 years ago.
What's that there?
The Atlantic City Americans. Would you remember that? Back in
1932?
They played in the Atlantic City. Did I say Atlantic City? Or
Atlantic City? I don't know anything about it then.
Judy Prince Garlow, do you remember
these
him?
These are mostly Indians, aren't they?
Yeah.
I remember some of these guys like Harry Smith and Wade Isaacs, Bill Isaacs.
Tono was Harry Smith.
Yeah.
Gord knows Judy Punch.
Garlow?
Yeah.
I interviewed him. He's 97 years old.
Is he?
He's the oldest living lacrosse player.
Yeah, I saw that on the list.
Okay, Gord, I'm going to ask you a couple questions here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. There are so many questions I want to ask you, but I guess I'll just... I'll start from the very beginning. The formation of the International Pro League in 1931 and 1932. I don't know if you remember any of this. I have completed stats of every single game played in 1931, culminating in the Montreal Canadiens winning the championship in 1931. Winning two of three games to take the championship. Would you remember that year, 31, when they?
Well, I remember when they started that league. Yeah.
Who were the guys behind that? Will that be Nuzi Laurent and?
I don't know because Mimico was. This is before their time in a way.
Right.
Mimico wasn't
before Bart.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna. In 1932, this is what I've got a missing.
The only guy I remember in 1932 is Chuck Harrison.
Well, yeah, he played field lacrosse for Oshawa when they won the Man Cup in 1929.
Yeah.
I knew that because I'm from Oshawa. Anyway, in 1932, they planned on splitting the season in two 15-game segments. This is a missing link that I need to get answered. To be separated by the World Fair in Chicago with Atlantic City Americans and several other teams playing box lacrosse and putting in an exhibition of lacrosse. The two Montreal teams folded halfway through the season, leaving only the Toronto Maple Leafs and Toronto Tecumsehs, joined by the new Buffalo Bowmans with Judy Punch-Garlow in net.
Yeah.
They played a three-team league. Now, in what was to be a 3 out of 5 league championship with the Maple Leafs leading 2-1, I have no further reference as to what happened. Do you have any recollections as to the outcome of that series? It was only 74 years ago. Do you know if...
No, I don't know.
You can't remember if it went any further than that, eh? I call that the missing link.
Yeah.
And then... I have some clippings from a scrapbook Judy Punch-Garlow, who played for Buffalo, gave me. That's what those are. As to teams playing in the 1933 season, do you recall the name of the Pro League or much about the professional lacrosse of those early days? When was the first... Okay. Do you remember what happened to that Pro League after the first 2 years? Did they... They carried on, but what was it called in 1933?
Well, it was kind of a failure from the beginning. you know, they're probably
too hot in the summer, I guess.
Like that, 1932, that was when Mimico
started playing box.
They became a force in senior.
Now, I have another question there, since you mentioned that. In 1932, there was the Mimico Mountaineers that played senior A. There was also a Mimico team, what was the last name, that played in a division with Fergus. Was that considered, was that a senior B league?
Yeah, there was a senior B, yeah.
Oh,
senior
okay.
B, yeah.
Because Stanchy's bugging me that
yeah.
those stats be at it, but I knew that was senior B.
Yeah.
They were called the Mimico,
haven't got a clue.
I know the name.
You know what they're called?
It's a short name.
What the heck's the name? I remember the team, all yeah. right, but...
Not Clippers, Oh, maybe it'll come to me. There was a guy on that team. His last name was Granger on the B team. Would that be any relation to Bobby?
No, that is Stu Granger.
Okay.
No relation.
Okay. I didn't think so.
No. Because I thought I found Bobby's dad playing lacrosse.
No, my dad never played lacrosse.
No.
Hockey, played hockey, but not lacrosse.
Bobby's dad was your coach, wasn't he?
No.
Or general manager?
No,
yes.
He was. Secretary Treasurer.
Oh,
Treasurer, gotcha.
Yeah? Around there forever, wasn't he?
And he bowled with us. Remember, he
went bowling with you?
Down in the old Rock Mountain Bowling Alley.
Oh, yeah.
The Secretary Treasurer of what?
Of the Mimico Lacrosse Club.
Oh.
For about 25 years.
Now, was that the same guy that helped the Toronto Township Mining Lacrosse? Is that the same guy we're talking about? Your father?
Yeah, I don't know him to help me with this Toronto Township.
Well, it was Mississauga now, but it was Toronto Township.
What was his name?
Who was Bob Granger that we were talking about earlier? That was from Linwood, wasn't he?
His father.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's what we wanted to answer.
But they were involved in setting up that miner system in Toronto Township, it was then.
Was it?
Yeah. There was Lakeview and Cooksville.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And,
yeah. Was that in a little bit later years? Or
well, that's when I played. So.
Yeah. I heard you get called out there, yeah.
I remember that. We were supposed to get a receipt at the end of the game, some money.
Yeah. At the end of the season.
So, we had to go over, to your house on
Hillside
Avenue, and he handed me the check, $40.
$40.
But I don't know what I said, you know what to do with that.
Well, there wasn't much money around in those days, I guess. To distribute to the players. Oh, it all went in gum and oranges, as he used to say.
Yeah.
Gord, when was the first time...
Your family and my family are joined in a lot of ways.
Yes, they are.
Like yeah. Audrey and
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah. You're my sister married your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my nephews are... It gets complicated. Yeah. Yeah. What was you going to ask there?
I was going to ask, Gord, when was the first time you ever saw lacrosse played, and when did you first pick up a stick and play for a team?
I don't know.
Did you play minor lacrosse in Mimico?
The what?
Did you play your minor lacrosse all in Mimico? Like junior or juvenile, or did they have it then?
You talking about box lacrosse?
Yeah, or field. Or field, but you probably played box. Did you play junior?
Yeah.
For Mimico? Not hearing well? How's your hearing aid?
Yeah.
Where did you play your minor lacrosse?
In Mimico.
In Mimico.
Yeah.
Patty said he played juvenile. You played juvenile.
Juvenile, yeah.
Yeah. How old were you when you started to play?
In juvenile?
No, how old were you when you started?
Oh, You said no.
Bantam or midget or?
I remember this is a field lacrosse.
Yeah.
That's where I started. It was field lacrosse, one box. And I'd be about maybe 8 years old.
Did you ever go to see any of those pro games in 1931 or?
Oh, my dad used to take us to all the games, when the old field games.
Yeah.
And when they used to play down in, I can't think of that park.
Oh, on the island?
Hmm?
Sunnyside?
Oh,
well,
Sunnyside.
Not the island.
Sunnyside Park?
There was this field in Weston. It's a big field, and then they have the goal would be here, and there was a half a mile of space behind the goal. And believe it or not, if the guy missed the net, somebody had to chase that and get that ball back.
You way back in the woods.
Yeah, my dad used to take us to all the old field games.
So was your dad got you involved in lacrosse, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with me. If you grew up in Mimico, you pretty well were involved in lacrosse, because Mimico was such a lacrosse town.
Yeah.
I used to play catch with guys like you when I was a little kid. It was a big thrill for me to be able to play catch with Gord Gehr and Chuck Davidson and guys like that.
Yeah.
They were always around... around our house and around town.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, he came from, he played with Oshawa for you in the field.
In field?
Field.
On the Man Cup team in 1929.
Yeah, I remember when he first came to Mimico, he got a job at the Anaconda Brass.
Worked for Fred Sanford.
Yeah. Fred Sanford, yeah.
Do you remember playing with Chuck? Do you remember playing with Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a good player.
Good player.
Top-notch player.
Top-notch player. Who do you think was the best player you ever played with or against?
Oh... Bill Isaacson.
I knew you were going to say that. We all knew that.
Where are those stats?
If you take a look at the stats, he's got... You're almost caught on one... Yep. You're one behind him in
well, as of right now, you have 772 goals.
Yeah.
Bill Isaacson has 778.
Yeah.
But I think I've got about 7 on the way... That'll put you past Bill Isaacson.
Yeah?
And you say he was the best? Maybe you were the best. So right now you're what, 15th or
14th?
14th. It's possible before we get done with 1935 that you could end up being 12th.
Yeah.
Of all time, that's since 1932. Every player that ever played since 1932 till now. That you would be the 12th best top scorer of all time. So that's, quite an accomplishment.
What's Buckle McDonald in there?
He's not on the top 50.
Hmm?
He's not on the top 50. He never played enough.
No, I know.
His time was probably in field lacrosse, I would say.
Yeah.
But I've got a question. Another question came to me. Because I come from Oshawa, Oshawa had a senior A team only 1 year. 1936. They didn't win any games, but there was a couple guys there. Would you have heard of a guy by the name of Roy Fleming?
The what?
Roy Fleming. Have you heard him play for Oshawa?
I remember the name, yeah.
Yeah, because I was talking to Roy. He's 90 years old. He's the second oldest guy around.
Yeah.
And, he was filling me in on some, players' first names, because I was missing them. And what about a guy by the name of, his name was Shine Bovin, or Eugene Bovin, B-O-V-I-N?
No, I don't.
Because he was my brother-in-law's great-uncle. That's what I was just
saying. Yeah.
And I'm trying to find out a bit more on him. I just thought there was a guy that was good that year. Was Charlie Barron or Barron?
Yeah, Barron, yeah.
You remember him, man.
Yeah.
Because they didn't win any games all season.
Yeah. I remember distinctly Chuck Harrison playing field lacrosse just before the Bosch came in to do him. He was a good player.
Well, Bobby and I hope to eventually get doing the field lacrosse history too.
Yeah.
There is some out there, but it's not that thorough.
Yeah.
And we hope to, you know, eventually. But I got Junior A to do and Junior B and Senior B before I get there.
Yeah.
Okay. I got more questions here. Gord, we're still working on recording old stats and the history of lacrosse. Presently, we have you down in 14th place all time with 772 goals, with possible five more in the process of being added to your total. Would you have any old clippings showing stats or even game summaries that I could borrow to possibly add to your all-time total? Did you
keep them.
Press clippings? Oh, I was hoping you would.
Don't have any old press clippings, eh?
No. Ken Dixon, who's your first cousin, he had one or two games, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a scrapbook. It was pretty good.
And we were missing a couple games that he had. 1943 when the Army played?
Yeah.
It was 43 or 44?
43. Hey, didn't Mom keep a bunch of stuff? Or?
Vaguely remember, but I...
No.
If she did, I don't know. See, I have all the record books from the OLA since 1961. I've saved them through 1961. But everything before 61, the only thing we can do is go to the newspapers. And some papers give really good summaries. Like Peterborough, almost every game had good summaries.
Yeah.
And St. Catharines had good summaries.
Yeah.
Owen Sound, they didn't play every year, but they had pretty good summaries.
Well, Barney Morrison used to write it up all the time, for years.
In Telegram.
Telegram, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the Telly was good in 47.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these I might have already asked. I have in your records your first games as a senior A player were five games in 1934. You would have only been 17 at the time. You turned 18 later on.
Yeah.
But since our records are incomplete, do you see any obvious missing stats in your career stats that we could hone in on? You mentioned 1935. There's probably some missing there, eh?
Gotta think back.
Just the number of games that are on there makes you think there may be more games. It shows you played 15 games and probably played a few more than that. I noticed in 40, what year was it, in 42, you only played five games. Was that with just a few games you played that year, or were you in the armed service?
Yeah, what happened there?
Wasn't that they were fighting over your contract between Mimico and the Tobago or something?
Yeah. There was some fight over something, I forget what it was. And that's why I end up playing only five games.
Still got nine goals.
And this year here, you only played one game in 1948, and you scored four goals. Why did you only play one game? What were you doing?
That's a good question.
1948. Just starting a family, or...
48,
we were building our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
moved up there in
47
or
48.
We moved to Mississauga.
Because
Graham
would only be two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
remember playing that game.
Do you? You remember who was the game against?
You got me to play, I more or less retired after playing in Hamilton in 47.
Yeah.
But you came back and you played one more year in 1949, and you scored 52 goals. Why did you retire? You were only 33.
It was building a house,
and that was taking up too much time. Imagine, you could have built a house years later, you could have got another 10 years then.
Yeah, there was something that I was involved in that I only had time for one game.
Oh. Yeah, Patty says that's the year you built your house, so you're
probably... Yeah.
Do you remember him going back to play in 49, Patty?
No.
I don't remember.
Well, you were...
I was pretty little.
You were 3 years old.
Yeah. I only played 15 years.
You know that... You remember Chuck Baldwin?
Yeah.
From Mimico. This year, they inducted him into the Ontario Lacrosse Hall of Fame, and not necessarily because of his great scoring, because he was a good player, but he was sort of an average player, I would think. But he was inducted on behalf of the fellows who were killed overseas, because he was killed overseas in the Second World War.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, this was 60 years since the end of the war, so they made a special commemoration of that by inducting Chuck Baldwin.
And we found four other guys that also played lacrosse that died in the war. There was two Thompsons, Al Thompson and Fish Thompson, and that
from Brampton,
right? And that Eugene Bovan that I mentioned,
and Jake Carswell from Mimico.
Yeah. Can you think of any others that died, that played lacrosse and died in the war?
No, I can't recall.
Yeah, Jake Carswell was from Mimico. He was another boy from Mimico.
Who?
Jake Carswell.
Carswell, yeah.
He was he was only like 22 when he was killed, so he just played junior. He played on that 1940 Minto Cup team, which is an all-star team, which your brother played in, Jack played in, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Played in that team, and was basically a Aurelia team.
Yeah.
Johnny Hewitt. Who was the best, just going back to the old days, who was the best goalie you played, or to play against? Who was the toughest guy you remember to score on?
Oh, I guess Bert Large.
Bert Large.
Oh, from Brampton.
From Brampton. Yeah, he was, he played for a long time, didn't he?
Yeah, he played field lacrosse, man.
I got a story about him in 1933.
Yeah, played
in the pro... I guess it was an exhibition game.
Yeah.
Against pros.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. I have a particular interest in 1946, especially since it was Barry's only season in Senior A. There was a pair of twins, Lewis and Luther Vipon, on that team. I knew Lewis pretty well. What can you tell me about these two characters?
Well, were they twins?
The Vipons, Lewis and Luther. Yeah, they were twins. Lewis played a little bit more than Luther did.
He knows them, he's in here.
Lewis and Luther Vipon. What do you remember about them?
There was Lou and Luther.
Yeah, the twins.
Yeah.
What did you remember about them? Were they quite characters, were they?
Well, they weren't characters, really. They were real down-to-earth people. Luther didn't play very much.
Yeah, he played for Oshawa Senior B a lot.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn.
And Lou played with us for a while.
And then he became a referee after that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even up to the day that Lewis died, he was 86, never wore glasses. And we used to sit there and watch the game, and he criticized the referees. And he could see the players' numbers way down at the other end of the arena. You know, he had eyes like a hawk, and he was 86 years old at the time. I have a really good interview with him that we did about 10 years ago. It was a good one.
I saw that one on your
page. He told us the whole history of lacrosse in Brooklyn. You know, right from the start, the old Bush Leagues. And he played a lot of hockey, too, up north. I guess Sudbury around there.
You don't know his name?
No, I know his name. I just wondered if you had any stories about Lewis, what he was, things he did.
Who were the characters
when you played that were real funny guys or did strange things or a little crazy? What guys stick out in your mind when you played? Any real characters you remember?
They were all characters, really.
They were all characters, yeah. You're a lacrosse player, you got to be a bit of a character, don't you?
Okay, well,
I can't think of anybody special.
Okay, I'm going back to 46 again. It's only going back, 59 years. Okay. Also, this was the year you won the scoring race with 100 regular season goals, yet Vince Reddy beat you out in goal scoring, not in the scoring race.
Yeah.
He had 102. What do you remember about Vince Reddy that particular season? Like, he never played much. Like, after that, he had that one big year.
Well, he just came into his own that one year, He never had a big season before or after.
Never heard of him much after that.
Well, he was so intent on beating me that he played above his normal.
That he just had one of it.
Yeah.
Sort of like Roger Maris.
Yeah.
The year he was gold Mickey Mantle.
Yeah. Gord, you told me a story a little earlier about the last game of the season. When
August 24th, 1946.
Yep, the last game of the season when you were playing against Aurelia, and one of the Aurelia players came up to you and said,
"He wanted you to win the scoring championship." That was Ernie Kern.
Ernie Kern of Aurelia said he wanted you to win the scoring championship.
Yeah. See, I said that there was Bill and Ernie Kern, and Bill was quite talkative, but Ernie, he just played the game. He never heard his voice in all the years I played against him. And he came up to me during the game. He says, "We want you to win the scoring championship."
So how many goals did you get that game? How many goals?
I forget now.
14?
14.
14?
14.
It's
like
still the record in major or senior A lacrosse. You still hold the record.
But not all the guys were holding up. Like Big Al McLean, he had played with Mimico, and he hated me. And he played defense, and he was trying his damnedest to prevent me from scoring. But some other guys were sort of lenient.
And I guess your own players would pass you the ball a lot that game.
Yeah.
When you are hot.
Yeah.
Would that be your highlight of your Gord? Would that be the highlight of your career? Would be that game scoring 14 goals and winning the scoring crown that year? Would you say that was a high point of your career?
Oh, not really.
No. I would think
it was kind of a joke in a way.
Yeah, but you got 100 goals.
Well, what do you feel was the highlight? Were you ever on a Man Cup team?
No, I wasn't on a Man Cup team.
Oh, that would be a highlight to have, wouldn't it, if you had it?
Yeah,
you got a Man Cup.
Yeah, I was lucky at 14 enough, yes. I was with
team. Yeah, I guess so.
You did, win any championships in junior? Like the junior championship?
We won juvenile championship a couple of years, and no, we didn't get win the junior. No.
Yeah.
Lloyd, my brother, was on a junior.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple of questions from another of our lacrosse historians. Ask Gordon Gehr about Jack Gehr's final year of junior, Mimico's Mental Cup in 1938, when he was scoring about 10 goals every game. Find out if Gordon has any news clippings or stats on Jack Gehr's, when he won, you know, when he, that year, but I guess you don't know anything.
No.
Jack Gehr was a user, my brother-in-law, but, of course. What was it like playing against your brother?
Yeah.
What was it like playing against your brother on this, an opposite team?
Oh, it was nothing.